Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 and 26. To whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Asks the Holy One. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. I have never studied astronomy, but I find the scale of the universe totally mind-boggling. Light travels at 186,282 miles per second. That's fast. But to go on any significant journey into space, we'll need to travel at that speed. So let's get going. In 1 minute, we will have travelled over 11 million miles. By the end of the day, we'll have covered 16,000 million miles. You'll probably be ready for a cup of tea by that point, but we must keep going. After a year, we will have travelled nearly 6 million million miles. That's good going. But we mustn't take a break, because we've more than 3 years to go before we reach the nearest stars. No doubt we'd all feel a great sense of achievement to have got that far, but don't get too cocky, because we need to keep travelling for another 20,000 years at the same speed to reach the end of our galaxy. But even when we get there, we need to realise that the journey has only just begun, because there are more than 2 million, million other galaxies. All I can say is, wow! I love the fact that we talk of the God of the universe as being our friend, and I believe he wants us to do so. But when we gaze at the universe, we need to be clear that we're talking about a very special friend, and one who we can only approach with total humility, worship, and adoration. As we worship God, let's lift our eyes. Let's look to the sun, the moon, and the stars, and gasp in absolute amazement that this great God is willing to enter into a relationship with you and me. So let me ask you a question. When you think of the vastness of the universe, what's your response? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, we praise you for your amazing creation. Forgive us that we so easily take it for granted. Please help us to look at your creation increasingly as the springboard for our worship. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.